Welcome back to the You Are Immeasurable podcast, season 3. This season is going to be dedicated to those of us that are on our journey of healing and transformation. The focus of this season is going to be to identify and recognize healthy and unhealthy relationship dynamics. We're going to talk a lot about the spiritual tools that we'll need to become acquainted with to help us to stand, to operate in, and to flourish as our authentic self. Things like shadow work, energy healing, which will help us to shed the guilt, the shame that we've been carrying, and also to do some much needed subconscious reprogramming. Now, as always, the episodes are going to air weekly, and the purpose of them is to support you as you embrace and become acquainted with your enlightened and untethered higher self. So I want you to grab your water, your juice, your wine, or your tea or your coffee, and let's toast to each other and our growth, our elevation, and abundance. Welcome back to the You Are Immeasurable podcast. So have you ever heard the phrase, variety is the spice of life? And I wanted to focus on this today because I've had several conversations over the past month or so. And I guess today I kind of want to talk a little bit more to my entrepreneurs. But if this fits for you in your life, then absolutely this is for you too. But again, variety is the spice of life. So like I said, I've been talking for about a month or so to several different of my coach friends about this, about variety. Because if you're an entrepreneur and, you know, we have coaches and we have, you know, the people, our mentors, we have the people that are there to help us to navigate this and figure out what we need to be doing, when we need to be doing it, how we need to be doing it. And it's become such a thing in the coaching industry that I've been talking about the last couple episodes when it comes to authenticity. People throw these words out there, but at the same time, they tell you to be authentically you, but then they tell you, okay, in order for you to be successful and in order for you to make XYZ, you have to do it this way. Well, that's making you a clone, right? That's making you a copy of who they are or what they are, or in some cases, whoever taught them or whoever trained them that in order for them to do it this way, now they tell you, you have to do it this way. That's not authentic. That's you, again, being a copy, right? That's you being a clone. That's you trying to fit into the mold of someone else or be or act or operate in a way that someone else wants you to. And before I recorded this and I was sitting and meditating and thinking on, okay, so what is the next episode and what do I need to be talking about? This is what popped into my head. Variety is the spice of life. And I thought about it, and I don't know if you do this, but sometimes when I remember things from like when I was younger, it's like, oh, okay, did I remember that right? What is that? Is that really how it goes? So I Googled it. Google is awesome. I'm just saying. And what was beautiful about what I found when I Googled it is that actually this came, or I guess kind of morphed from another phrase or an earlier version of it. So the actual phrase goes, variety's the very spice of life that gives it all its flavor. But it actually came from variety is the soul of pleasure. And for me, I was like, wow, okay, now it makes a little bit more sense. Again, now thinking about it that I'm older, you know, before it was just like, okay, variety, different shit. Yeah. Hey, that keeps it spicy. Well, hey, but what if, again, thinking from it from an entrepreneurial standpoint, we're told a lot of times that you have to pick this one thing, this one lane, this one group of people that you want to help, that you want to serve, that you want to work with. You have to pick this one thing that you're going to specialize in, that you're going to do. And this is who you're going to be. and this is what you're going to be known for and all of that. And for people like me, that's an issue. It's an issue because I've got a million things that I'd love to be a part of. I'm a forever learner. You've heard me say that before. So I'm always, oh, well, that looks interesting. I'd like to know more about that. This is cool. I'd like to know more about that. Like, I have a stack of certifications for different things for, you know, reasons, but no reason really, other than I like to learn shit. And so then once I learn these things, I want to put them into action, right? I want to incorporate them into my life, into me, into, you know, the people that I talk to. I want to incorporate them in my business. But for the longest, I've been told, well, you got to stay in this one lane, in this one area. You have to do this one thing. And it's been a challenge for me. It's been a challenge for me because I'm neurospicy or neurosparkly or whatever, neurodivergent. My brain be doing all kinds of shit all the damn time. Some million things floating and flying and jumping in there and that want to come out and all of this. And so you telling me I got to do one thing? For one, I'm going to get bored. I'm going to get irritated. A lot of times I'm going to forget that that's what I'm supposed to be doing because my brain is over here and I'm squirreling and I'm thinking about 42 other damn things. And so that is why I wanted to bring up the whole variety is the spice of life, because I'm sure I'm not the only one that's like that. Okay. In the online space, even when it comes to coaches, you'll have those that their target audience is multi-passionate entrepreneurs. Well, even in that says, I want to do a bunch of different shit. I have a bunch of different skills. I'm able or capable of doing several different fucking things. And I like it that way. I like that about me because I know that I'm not the only one. Just because I'm into energy healing and Reiki doesn't mean that I'm not into bookkeeping and organization. Just because I am into crystals and oracle cards and learning more about the spiritual world and spiritual beings and the zodiac and all of these things doesn't mean that I'm not great at helping people set up their SOPs and helping people learn new systems and helping people figure out how they want to structure their business and how they want their business to flow and operate and who it is that they really want to work with. So having to pick one thing, it's not always, I guess, conducive to who you are. And if so, that's okay. That's okay. And that's okay. Again, yes, I'm giving this a little bit more towards my entrepreneurial folks, but it can go for everybody in lots of different areas of your life. You don't have to be stuck in one thing. You don't have to be in one lane. Now, even though you may not have to be in one lane, you still want to make sure that it's your lane. Don't be jumping off into other people's shit just because you're nosy and you want to be all in the shit. You know what I mean? But think about that. Think about it. Sit with that. Variety is the spice of life, or variety is the soul of pleasure. And it doesn't have to be necessarily physical pleasure the way we usually take that. It could be pleasure to your senses, pleasure to your mind, pleasure to your personality, pleasure to who you are in waking up every day excited to get the fucking day because, hey, I'm going to do some different shit today, or I'm going to do all of these things today because that's what the fuck makes me happy. A few episodes back, I had an episode entitled You Make the Rules. And you fucking do. It's your life. It's your life. It's your mental health. It's your happiness. It's your abundance. Do what the fuck makes you happy. Regardless of whoever tells you that you have to stay in this damn box. Let them know, okay, you stay in that box. I'm flowing over here, baby, and we're doing some spicy shit. So I guess today is a little bit of a rant for me, but at the same time, sharing this with you, it makes me happy because I've come to the place, like I said, I've been talking to several of my coach friends and my mentor friends about this very thing. And it's gotten ridiculous that you want to tell people they have to do it your fucking way, but be authentic. That don't even make fucking sense. What did we learn in school? That's a fucking oxymoron. That shit don't go together. They're fucking opposites. So it's just like I talked about last week with unchaining yourself from other people's restraints and constraints and their image of you. Do that again. Do some more of that. Do that in your business. Do that in your life. Free yourself. Embrace the variety. Embrace all the different sides of you, the things that you enjoy, and think about it. Hey, what if I can create my own fucking lane where nobody else is doing what I'm doing because I'm taking the variety of the passions that I have, the variety in my wheelhouse, my knowledge, my expertise, because I like to do different shit. And what if you could find a way to merge those and marry those, come up with something fucking phenomenal that there are thousands of people that are like, well, shit, that right there is what the fuck I've been needing. Been looking everywhere for this. And you've created your own lane, your own space to be as spicy or as, I don't want to say chaotic, but what if all of that variety that's in you, somebody else needs and is searching for and is wanting for? Because you're trying to do some shit the way somebody else told you you have to do it, they can't find you. They don't see you because you're hiding in plain sight, being somebody else's version of success. I want to encourage you to embrace your variety, the different sides of you. Play with it. Toy with it. Create some shit. Merge some shit. Create some hybrid shit. And if it makes you happy, if you feel like, shit, that's it. That's my sweet spot. Put that out into the world because you never know who might need that, who might be looking for that. There may be another person that their draw and their desire for the variety will lead them straight to you. But you gotta tap into it. You gotta embrace it and you gotta let it out. All right. Have fun with it. Until next time, cheers to your transformation.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the You Are Immeasurable podcast. Please remember to subscribe so that you can be notified whenever new episodes are dropped. Also, I'd love to have your feedback in your comments, as well as your 5-star rating. Additionally, if you'd like to connect with me, the show notes list all of my social media handles so that you can do so. So until next time, thank you so much and cheers to your transformation.